The question was asked, if a person gives tzedakah and they're angry and they give the tzedakah, making the poor man feel lousy about it, here, take it. Did they still get a mitzvah of tzedakah? Did they not? So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. We're in Siman Resh Mem Tet. We're going to get there mitzvah in the coming weeks. Seif Gimel. Tzarich liten tzedakah besever panim yafot. A person has to give tzedakah and have a positive expression when they give it. Bisimcha uvetuv levav. A person should be happy and give it with a good heart and give the person a good feeling that he receives the tzedakah. Umitoneni mani betzaro. And a person has to give the poor person the feeling that he's in pain with the poor person in their suffering. And part of giving tzedakah is also to comfort the person, assuming the person is ready to receive it. You know, I once had a person who I tried doing this with, and he said, I don't need your words, I need your money. So, okay, he wasn't prepared to hear anything. That's fine. Or maybe I didn't know how to say it well enough. But bottom line, I didn't find myself able to fulfill this halacha. I didn't have to give him what he needed. So I gave what I could, and then I tried to comfort him, and that was his answer. Ve'im natna bepanim zafot v'ra'ot. But if a person gave tzedakah, and he's angry, and he has a bad appearance when he gives it, hifsid zechuto, the halacha says, even if he gave a lot, he has lost his merit. It doesn't say he didn't perform the mitzvah, it says he lost his merit. And the Torah says, "Lo yira levavecha betitena lo." Don't have an evil heart when you give it to him. So the Torah warns us about this. And Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, he writes that a person is in transgression of that commandment when he gives it to him. So our expression is a major component of performing the mitzvah. How the person feels when we give it to him. And that's also... that's also in the Sifri. It says there are people who could make a person suffer even as they're helping them. And that's I would add the next halacha. This is very interesting because this halacha appears in two places, in the laws of tzedakah and an almost identical halacha in the laws of kibud av ve'im. The next halacha says like this: Im sha'alo ani, if the pauper asks for charity, ve'en lo ma yiten lo, and you don't have what to give him. So that happens. People ask us, and we don't have what to give. Lo yigalbo, don't yell at him. Ve'yagbe kolo alav, a person shouldn't raise his voice against him. Ela yifaisenu bedvarim, rather tell him words of comfort. V'yarei libo atov shirtzono liten lo. He should show him that he has goodwill. He wishes he could give him. Ela sheni yado maseget, but he can't. So, ideally, you should give him something. I've had times where poor people can't, and I didn't have, but I had a candy in my pocket. So I said, look, I don't have money. Can I offer you candy? And almost always they said, yes, please. And they were happy with it. So that's halacha in the Rama. The Torah says, "Al yashuv dach nichlam." Don't let the poor person turn away ashamed. Give him something. So I used to think that offering a candy was mocking the poor, but then I saw a friend do it, and I saw that they were happy with it. Sometimes they had a bigger smile than if you gave him a shekel. So I said, "Okay, I learned something." So ever since then, if I don't have a coin, but I have a candy, I'll say, look, I don't got anything right now, but can I offer you candy? If you do it in a respectful way, very often they're happy with it. And that's what the Rama says, offer them a fig, right? Give them a dry fig. Give them something. So, yeah.
Could you do that intentionally? As in walking around the shuk, walk around with candies instead of shekel coins?
You can do whatever you want. Your obligation to give charity is an obligation. What you do with a guy who comes to you in the street, we will still see whether that's where you should spend all your money or not.